gets into a double parsha like this one of Vayakol Pekudei, the typical question is the most obvious one. If the Torah doesn't waste one word, one letter, or any part of it whatsoever, what's the point in repeating everything again about the Mishkan and to go through everything as if we haven't seen it before? And obviously we have. Obviously there's something that the Torah wants us to get out of it. Why do we have to say it a second time to be able to go through? So the Netziv and Reb Chaim Kanievsky both answer that there are minor differences between here and Parshas Truma, Parshas Tzava. Minor differences. And those minor differences make a big difference in the halacha or certain aspects of this idea. And that's an obvious answer. If you look through Parshas Truma, Parshas Tzava, and then compare to what it says in Vayakol Pekudei, you'll probably see them. But to me, that answer is not good enough. And I'm sure that it's even Reb Chaim would be able to answer me up on this. I just don't understand. You're going to tell me out of 200 psukim, for the 10 differences, that's why you're repeating 200 psukim? 20 differences? How many differences are there? There are so many psukim that are literally exactly the same. What does that mean exactly? So maybe they mean something else by that. Maybe there's a Kabbalistic type of answer they're trying to get to and they're hinting to and not saying. But I feel like there's more of a lesson than just saying that there's a few lessons that you can learn over here. To me, I think it is somewhat simple. This is the Mishkan. The Mishkan was named for the Shechina. Shin Chaf Nun is the Shorish of the Shechina itself. And the point of the Mishkan was simply put to make the Shechina manifest for Klal Yisrael. We no longer have it in shoals. We don't feel that Kedusha by most shoals or most Bati Midrashos. We don't have it in the same way. But the presence of the Mishkan was different. You walked in and you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's through the open miracles that you saw on the first Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan itself, or in the closed but somewhat relevant miracles that you saw in the second Beis HaMikdash. There was something there, and it was inspiration. It was an inspiration to walk into the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, and see something in front of you. To see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is right there in front of you, and you were able to just get a pick-me-up. You wanted something, and we don't have that nowadays. Maybe you'll get it by going to a gadol. Maybe you can get it by learning an extra, like an awesome piece of Gemara. But there was an inspiration just to walk in. Just to walk in and see the Mishkan was enough to be out there. And it's something that I'm sure, because it's human nature, they took for granted after a while. That the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash became, yes, there was that, but a lot of people just went there. They lost that ability. The best that we can come up with now, and I don't know if the people feel this way, is to go to the Kotel, to feel like you're going to the Western Wall, and that's the edge of the Beis HaMikdash, and to feel the remnants of the Shechina that are there, if it ever really was in that area, if it's the Chel or whatever, but to feel it in that last place. And of course, we know some people feel inspired by going to the Kotel, and some people don't. Some people got so used to being by the Kotel for so long that it became almost like it was just another wall. It just was that for them. It no longer held that sway, that ability to feel like you were any closer in that area. And I'm sure, but this is the point of these parshas, to go over the Mishkan again and again and again. We built the Mishkan. We made the Big Dekuna Gedola. And then we're going to tell you again, and we built the Mishkan, and we made the Big Dekuna Gedola. Say it again and again and again is that inspiration of, because the Shechina was with us, because we felt God's presence. We're missing out on that now in Gullus. We feel the Hester pun, and we don't have that. But it's the concept of putting yourself in and feeling it like it's there. We want to say it again and again and again, the beauty of the Mishkan. Maybe that's all of Sefer Vayikra, of all these korbanos and mitzvos that obviously don't apply to us nowadays. Maybe it's all about reading through it and to say to ourselves, I know we don't get this anymore, but we should. If only we had it, maybe things would be different. Maybe I would be different as a person. I would no longer need inspiration from anyone else. I could get it from there. And speaking of that inspiration, years ago, I was able to sit down by a shir by Rav Shur, Ram Shur, who wrote the Sefer Alekach Va'alibuv. Just standing and watching him speak, I don't know if anybody's watched him speak before. He usually closes his eyes the entire speech long. If anyone's seen it, just close his eyes the entire thing. It's not because he's tired. He doesn't want to look up. He's thinking in his head the whole time. It's absolutely amazing. And to hear him go from topic to topic, again, inspiration comes in many different forms. For me, it's by seeing these great Gedolim give these speeches over that are that are drushos of a tremendous magnitude, and then the koach that he puts into it, and the amount of thought that went into it. And this piece that I heard from him is also in Halakach Ba'alib, one of his sefers. And he says, he starts by quoting a Chidush Yerim in Parshas Shmos. And the Chidush Yerim says, how can the Pasuk say, Vayakam melech chadosh al Mitzrayim, that a new king got up on Mitzrayim? He said, chadosh. Chadosh is a Jewish bracha. He's chadshus, to feel renewed. The moon is supposed to represent us. The sun is the nations of the world. The sun remains the way it is at all times. It's the same size in the sky, wherever it is, all year long. It does what it needs to do. Granted, in the summer, it's there for a little bit longer, in the winter, a little bit shorter, in the northern hemisphere, a little bit. The opposite in the southern hemisphere, the equator, obviously equal. But the sun is the same. The moon, which waxes and wanes and goes in certain places, looks different at certain times, bigger when it's right there, when you have certain types of gases in the atmosphere. The moon represents Klal Yisrael because there's these chadashos. We're chadash, we're renewing ourselves at all times. HaChodesh HaZelechem being our very first mitzvah, that this month for you is going to be the Rosh HaChadashim. It's supposed to be as if our Klal Yisrael, our nation was created out of newness, out of these chadashos, out of renewing ourselves. He says, how in the world could Paro have been able to tap in to that Iskachos and for Mitzrayim to have a Melech Chadosh? How could that be that Mitzrayim had a Melech Chadosh? So he answers to a Medrash. When Jews no longer gave their children Bris Milah, when the Jews stopped giving their children the Bris that connected them back to the Avos, then that lost a connection somehow to everything that the Avos and the Shvatim were able to give them. It was no longer there. There's a certain aspect of Yosef HaTzadik that they were all connected to while they were still giving Bris Milah. And that was his chadshus. Yosef was a nar. A nar is a young boy who's able to find exciting things about everything in life. Anything is exciting to a little kid. A little kid sees something for the first time or the second time or the third time and it feels like it's something new. That's why they get so bored. You know, when you travel somewhere, when you're on your way back, you feel like it's quicker. It just feels like, all right, I did this before. It feels like a little bit quicker, like I'm just going through. It's a kid always asks the question, when are we there yet? When are we there yet? For them, everything is new. It's like a brand new thing that they see every single time. Yosef HaTzadik loved life, lived it to the fullest, felt like every single moment was a brand new moment. And when we had that connection to Yosef through the Bris Milah, through the Bris we were giving our children, because we didn't have mitzvos, we had hanhagos that we took from the avos. When we had Bris Milah, we were able to tap into what Yosef gave us, and we were able to feel the same way Yosef did. We had that ischadshus. And when we didn't give the Bris Milah, there was no longer that surge that we felt. We didn't feel it the same way. So we felt disconnected. And the Egyptians were able to snatch it away from us. They were able to take that chadshus, that his chadshus that Yosef HaTzadik brought in, and take it for themselves. So vayakam melech chadosh al Mitzrayim. Part of the eventual geula that we had, centered around this idea. We were redeemed at a time of regrowth, of a new moon. When the moon comes in the sky and starts to grow again and waxes and wanes, and we're told this as our first mitzvah, HaKodesh HaZelechem, for this reason. Because our nation has to be about finding something new and renewing ourselves at all times. Because if we stay the same stagnant selves that we are, if we just remain the way we are, then there's nothing that's going to happen to us. I may be happy with where I am, and I'm good with the type of person I am. It doesn't matter. I still have to change myself. Every time, because if I remain the person that I am, something's going to remain the same way, I'm just going to go down. And that's true by anybody who has that ischadshus. It's just the way of the world. As time goes on, if you're not growing, then you're sinking. It's what happens. So if we're not willing to change, if we're not willing to be mechadish ourselves, b'chol yom tamid, like my sebereshis, if we're not willing to do that, then nothing good happens. It's such an idea of what we see every month. If we represent the new moon, then everything about us has the ability to regrow from nothing. From nothing. A new moon isn't there, so to speak. You can't see it. The sliver is so small, it's as if there's nothing there. And it grows to be this massive moon. And granted, it goes down again and becomes nothing again. It's the way of the world. But the concept is we can build ourselves up from nothing. without anything there, without even a sliver. You can make yourself out of nothing. That idea of building yourself up from the ground and allowing yourself to be in this world in such a perfect way, that's the ischachus that we can bring for ourselves. The Mitzrayim had the ability to use, it didn't happen. The Melech Chadash was horrible for Mitzrayim. In our natural world, we see it through the winter and spring. That's also why we were renewed, we were redeemed, and made into a nation in the spring. Because we can see it. It's getting to be the end of the winter. And even though we had another snowstorm this morning, a little one-incher, right? You can still see it. The land has been dormant. It seems like it's dead. The grass turns brown. The trees look like they have nothing on them. Everything looks dead as if there's nothing there. And then everything starts to regrow because the truth is nothing's dead. It's not dead. Deep inside, there's something still going on. They're holding themselves back, ready to sprout forth when they need to. The grass, the leaves, the sap inside the trees themselves, they're all waiting. And when the time comes, when the heat is there, when the rain is coming down in the proper fashion, all of a sudden it starts sprouting forth. There's this growth, this renewal. And it's a reminder to us, as Pesach comes along, that we have to renew our commitment, that we have to do something different. Yeah, the winter was hard. It was really, really difficult. And we're sitting there and it's freezing cold and we didn't feel the connection that we wanted to. We felt that we could have had a stronger relationship with the Kaddish Baruch, a stronger relationship with ourselves, and it just doesn't happen because that's what the winter is. But then there is spring. Then comes Pesach. Then comes our reminder of who we are. Regrowth, like a whole new world for us to go into, to build ourselves into, to make ourselves different. To, using the idiomatic expression, to take the bull by the horns and run with it. And to use it for our own purposes if we choose to do so. The Medrash and Shir HaShirim says, Ani Yeshena V'Libi Yor. Ani Yeshena refers to Galus. Ani Yeshena, I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping. During the period of Galus, says the Medrash and Shir HaShirim, we feel like we're completely down and out. Not just us, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is down and out. Shem isn't there for us. There's that Hester Panim. There's no feeling, no hargusha of a connection back to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We just don't feel it that way. No connection to the glory years that we had in the past. How are we supposed to get them back? And at that point, it's Libier. Libier, my heart is still awake. We try to shock ourselves from within. We try to bring out what we have. There can still be a gula, and there's an awesome gula. We have to feel it as an experience, as a ischachus within ourselves, and to bring it out. And maybe, maybe, maybe we can use the natural world, the spring that's coming forth right in front of our eyes, as an example to make ourselves better. Maybe we could be zocha to getting that by walking into a base medrash or a shul and having the feeling that I haven't had in a while, the warmth of the enveloping glow of the world will help you find that on your own. Maybe it's through a sugya, maybe it's through an actual gemara, a piece of learning that you have, or a person, a great gadol or a tzaddik, somebody that you can be impressed or inspired by as that goes along. But this is what we need to hear when we see a parsha like Vayakob Pekudei. You look at Vayakob Pekudei and you think, the same old, it's the same thing. I'm not learning anything from here. Well, for one chiddush, two chiddushim, I'm going to repeat 200 psukim? That's what I'm going to go over it again? We read it just as the seasons are changing. We read it after Purim, right before Pesach. Sometimes right during the times of Pesach, depending on the time of year. We read it, even within the old, you can find the new. To tell us that at this time, when you're looking at Vayakob Pekudei, make chidushim. Create ideas out of what seems like it's old. And if it's too hard, sit there and say to yourself, but come on, why would a Kadosh Baruch Hu have done this? There must be something new here. Find a way to feel reinvigorated by the fact that it's there in front of you. There's something special here. That's our job. Our job in life is to feel that renewal and to keep renewing ourselves and make ourselves different and make ourselves better. Whether it comes to our jobs, which jobs can get boring. What happens after you've been in the same job year after year after year and you're doing the same things by rote? It's just the same things all over again. Some of you are studying to be accountants. Numbers don't change. Maybe the reason why the numbers are there are going to change, but you're going to be dealing with numbers for a long time. With computers, the idea of setting something up, maybe you can find some, your job is to find something new about it. Find something exciting. What do I like about this? And what can I concentrate on to make this my new thing, my thing that I'm going to concentrate on? That's what jobs are. Your life and friends and how you interact with people, how are you going to find a renewal in your commitment to doing the right thing and to helping others and being a good person? And of course, when it boils down to getting married, how are you going to act when it's the same thing all over again? And you're sick and tired of having meatloaf on Mondays. And you want to say something, but you don't know exactly how to say something. So what are you going to do? So there's the one way in which you just, like, you live with the boredom, and you just deal with it, and you go on. But our whole marriage has to be about renewal. An anniversary is not 1 year that we spent together in which, okay, I can chalk that off and mark a check and say, like, okay, I'm closer and closer to getting a really good gift for my 25th wedding anniversary. It should be about, now that we've done a year, this is what we were, here's who we are, this is what we're going to become. This is the idea of what we want to build ourselves up to. Because yes, you've had a year that which you did probably great things. You assume you built an unbelievable relationship. But what are you going to renew? What's your commitment for the upcoming year? What do you want out of this upcoming year? It goes for everything. Hiskadshus, it's something that we're connected to. It's there in our bones. We have Yosef within us. Baruch Hashem, all of us have had bris milos. I haven't checked, but I'm assuming that all of us have bris milos. And if that's true, then every single one of us has an ability to be mechadesh ourselves and to think about it every single morning. The chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis, to be able to say to ourselves, we're going to make ourselves feel new, look new, and just be a completely different person. And we can do it. There's an ability for everyone here to do it. You just have to commit and say, this is what we're going to do to make that happen.